And what if I have no money?
Jill Cataldo wasn't always a bargain hunter. But when her third child was born a year ago, she thought it's time to be a little smarter with her shopping.
So she signed up for a coupon website called thegrocerygame.com. Thegrocerygame.com provides a weekly list of specials at local supermarkets and drugstores.
Jill says she doesn't make special trips to get the bargain. She has the list with her all the time in whatever store she is in, she grabs what is cheap. So happy savings.
Yes, but if I don't make money, then I have to go grocery shopping. Who's going to help me?
Next year, you'll be able to eat again.
Bro, can't got no dough. Bro, can't got no dough.
Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, best grocery store deals of the week. Yeah, that's right. She's going to tell you how to get stuff for free, basically. And you don't have to clip anything out. She does all the work for you on JillCataldo.com. CATALDO.com. Wait 1 second. Hey, Johnny boy, what up?
Hey, John. Yeah. Hey, the corn dust over from the corn products plant over there, that's what makes everybody nuts.
The corn dust from the corn products plant is making people crazy in Burbank.
Oh, yeah. I lived there my whole life in Bedford Park where the plant is.
Do you consider yourself crazy?
Some consider that, but I don't.
Well, you said it's made everyone nuts and you lived there your whole life. You seem like a reasonable man.
Well, I always thought that.
Then there's a hole in your theory, isn't there? Because everybody's not nuts. You're all right, aren't you?
I think.
Oh, you're all right. All right, corn dust. Jill Cataldo, let's go shopping together. Where can I get some deals? Let's go, baby.
Well, there's a lot of deals at Jewel this week, and we're going to see this as the year continues because we're kind of headed into the end of the year. Holidays are coming, and the stores have great sales.
Can you believe next weekend is Thanksgiving?
I cannot.
No, Mike. Let's all let it sink in right now. Let's for just a moment. Next weekend is Thanksgiving. This thing. Okay. Yeah.
Well, first off, at Jewel, there's all kinds of good sales going, and I will tell you how to get a turkey cheaper, too, towards the end of this. But first, they have a deal going with General Mills. It's a buy 10, get $15, and a free gallon of milk. You can mix and match stuff, cereal, you know, snacks. A cheap way to do this is with Chex Mix bars. They're like those granola bars, but they're Chex Mix. They're really good. If you buy 8 of those and 2 boxes of fruit snacks, you're going to spend $21.60 and get $15 back and a gallon of milk.
All right.
So you're basically going to be spending $6.60 for 10 boxes of snacks and a gallon of milk. That's a deal.
That's a pretty good deal.
It is a good deal. They also have another deal going, which is a spend 20, get 10 back. And the way you do these with coupons, these deals are really fun because you end up getting stuff cheap or free. You could go buy 9 boxes of Swiss Miss hot chocolate for about $9, and you're going to get 10 back. So they're paying you to take home hot chocolate.
Isn't it fun when you come in from the cold and you have a little hot chocolate?
Oh, I love hot chocolate.
Filled all the way to the top with whiskey. Any deals on whiskey this weekend?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right. When are the deals on booze coming?
When are the deals on booze coming? Actually, there are probably some now closer to Christmas. You'll see, you know, because gift bottles and things.
Okay.
Another thing at Jewel, you can go buy 6 healthy choice frozen meals, like, you know, they're like TV dinners with the nicer ones. You would spend $12.50 and get 10 back. So you'd be getting 6 meals for about $2.50.
How do you beat that?
Really don't.
That's healthy choice meals. Those are good. Not a lot of sodium in it. Tastes like carpeting, but go ahead.
You know, it's really funny you said that because I got some and I had one for lunch yesterday and I said the same thing to my husband. I'm like, this is kind of, you know, it's okay. Yeah. And he goes, well, it's skim milk because it was like Alfredo shrimp. I said, oh, that's...
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Joe. What you have to do, this is the weirdest thing. If you want to start to eat healthy and you get that sort of food like that and whatever, you have to get your taste buds used to it because once you can get it used to it, it's okay. You can get by it. But if you go to the dark side and taste like a real dessert or a real, you know, entree...
Yeah, it's over.
That's over. Then you got to readjust your taste buds all over again.
This is true.
So you'll get used to eating carpeting with salt on it. But if you go to the other side, if you do it on weekdays, like I'll try to eat really, really healthy on weekdays, and then every once in a while, then I'll just skip off to the dark side on a weekend, right?
Well, you've been good all week. It's a reward.
Yeah, but then it's like it's hard to get back into that habit again on Monday because everything tastes like crap. I'm serious. It's not good.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with the low sodium because, my first thought was, wow, this needs some salt.
Yeah, whenever you need to salt everything up, you know they've taken all the good stuff out. Pretty healthy much. Choice, $2.50 at Jewel. It tastes like carpeting, but enjoy.
Yeah.
Hey, you think I'll get a live read for Healthy Choice? I hope.
Well, they're not healthy. I guess that's the point.
Carpet. You're in.
All right.
Another thing that's free this week at Jewel, Star Vinegar. And I mean, you laugh, but these are the gourmet vinegars like vinaigrette and, you know, garlic wine and all those things that you would saute vegetables or make salad dressings with or marinades. They're on sale for $1, and there was a $1 off coupon in Sunday's paper. When you have a $1 coupon, $1 sale, guess what? Free.
Free. All right. Can't beat that.
Nope. Another one that is on sale this week, you know, we're going to see, like, the baking supplies come down because we're headed into holidays. Lee Iacocca's butter, and yes, he has his own butter
line.
Yeah,
believe me, I thought you maybe had made a mistake.
No, I'm
Lee Iacocca, what is it, butter that tastes like a bumper? What is it?
I was shocked, personally, because it's, you know, it's a good sale. It's butter. He has his own brand of butter.
Are you sure you're not reading bumper?
No, like butter that you would spread on bread.
Yeah, why would Lee Iacocca, the former head of Chrysler, is he
correct.
Dead?
No, he's alive.
He now has butter?
Yes.
All right.
It cracked me up because I buy by the sale. So I go, okay, butter, that's cheap. Then I look at it and see Lee Iacocca's butter.
Is it that Lee Iacocca?
Yes, that Lee Iacocca.
Why does he have butter?
Why did Paul Newman have, you know, spaghetti sauce? I don't know.
Well, that he gave it to charity. Is this Lee Iacocca's giving this to charity?
But
what?
Still, I mean, butter is such a rant. I mean, yeah, spaghetti sauce and salad dressings. Butter? That's like having Lee Iacocca salt. I mean,
this doesn't make sense. Well, it's like Lee Iacocca vinegar, or that's just Lee Iacocca's famous marinara sauce or something. Maybe would make sense.
Like I agree. It makes absolutely no sense, but it's funny. And it's cheap this week.
Funnier than hell.
Well, yeah. If you go to the website, Johnny, there's a quote from him, and it says, "What we need in America is a butter made out of something actually good for you."
Which is what? What's it made out of?
It's butter, and it's got olive oil mixed in. Like, spread it so it's healthier, I guess, than hydrogenated stuff.
Yeah, he's got a whole thing. Let's see, by the way, this is a nice headline on his website. Lee Iacocca's Butter Snatch. You sure it's not snatch butter? What is that?
On his nightstand or his refrigerator?
Lee Iacocca's Butter Snatch on your nightstand or your refrigerator. It's the best, and it's good for you.
Well, there you go.
Okay, that is hilarious. Okay, so we now know that Lee Iacocca has olive oil put into things because he believes, as I'm reading here on his website, he believes in a Mediterranean diet.
Yes, that's correct.
People live longer and healthier lives who eat Mediterranean diets.
So he has his own butter, yes.
Oh, that's how do you go from being the most powerful car man in the world to saying, you know what I should do now? I should invest in oil so I can put it into butter.
Butter. Mm-hmm.
How do you come up with that idea?
I have no idea.
That's odd.
It is odd, but it's cheap this week. It's on sale, $3.29, buy one, get one free. And if you use a coupon from the paper, it's $2.74 for two. That's pretty cheap for butter, because butter is typically one of those things that's expensive with dairy product prices.
No, is this at a store or at his house?
You go to Leah, knock on his door, and he throws it at you. He squirts it on you. You go to Lee Iacocca's house, he squirts the oil on you.
You lay down on his butter bed.
Hey, can you put Lee Iacocca oil into your car engine?
I would hope not.
Can you put olive oil in your car engine?
No.
Now, that would be great if you had a butter on olive oil that you could put in your car and eat at the same time. Hey, so this, by the way, I have to be honest with you. I am looking at this, and I am going to try this butter.
It does sound good.
It really does sound, because I love an olive oil, very good for you, very healthy. I am going to try this Lee Iacocca. This is a great find, Jill Cataldo.
Not a problem. You know, I figured you would enjoy this one.
I am going to try
it.
Yeah, it's crazy, but yet I think even if you didn't say his name now, I like the idea of olive oil in butter.
Well, it's so crazy, it just might work.
Another tagline, you better start writing these spots now. You can get it on your nightstand or in your kitchen, and it's just so crazy, it just might work. And it doesn't taste like carpet.
Or motor oil.
Lee Iacocca.
I can't believe it's not carpet.
I can't believe it's not my car engine oil. Lee Iacocca butter at Jewel.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, put it this way, it's just as crazy as having Fabio pitch butter for you.
That's true.
You know what I'm thinking?
Oh, I mean, got a point.
That code?
Right, yeah. Fabio was pitching butter for me last night. We've gone off the deep end, people. Get me back alive. Throw me a life vest. All right. Jill Cataldo, what else is for sale?
Well, a lot of stores right now are going to be having deals on turkeys, obviously, because we're headed into Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Jewel had a coupon in the paper, you know, spend 30 on groceries, get 7 off a turkey. Meijer's got a similar one going, spend 20 on groceries, get 9 off a turkey. These are just things to watch for wherever you shop, and you can get your turkey a little bit cheaper.
Does everybody eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Well, a lot of people. Some people have ham.
See, I don't like the ham houses. I refuse to go to the ham house. I would not eat at a ham house.
Well, I think most of my family, we always have the turkey, and then on the side is the ham for the non-turkey eaters, I guess. I don't know.
Well, who's a non-turkey eater?
I don't know. I like turkey.
Yeah, but you know what? I think turkey's all about the stuffing.
Oh, I love the stuffing.
It's got to be the stuffing. What?
I look forward to eating the turkey. I would be disappointed if there was no turkey.
Oh, no, you got to have turkey. Because how many really times? Isn't it weird, though? You can't ever go to a restaurant and just order turkey.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You don't get unless you're going to a diner or something. Like, they can't go to a normal restaurant and get turkey.
Yeah, occasionally at a diner, you'll see the turkey and gravy.
That's a good sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Turkey and gravy when you're on the road, man. We play a sloppy turkey with gravy all over it. Get back in the car and wait for the next rest stop. So I can toss butter with Fabio. All right, wait a second. What is it, Paul?
Hey, that Olivio spread's actually pretty good. I had it this morning with my daughter at the breakfast table watching cartoons on toast.
So Paul is giving it an endorsement. I have to tell you, Paul, it looks like something I want to try.
I bought it about 3 weeks ago at the same sale that Jill's talking about right now at Jewel. Two of them for three. It was the cheapest thing on the shelf, and sometimes I don't like buying the cheapest thing, but it actually turned out it's pretty tasty for the... And I don't think it's actually a butter product. I think it's a non-butter product, and he's pushing it for heart health.
Yeah, it says made with olive oil naturally.
Yeah, and it has a good taste. Some of these... non-butter products, they taste like nothing. I mean, you talk about that thing tasting like carpet. Some of those butter spreads or faux butter spreads, they taste like nothing.
Yeah, that's right. You might just put nothing on it.
But I would recommend it if you're a toast and butter person.
A toast and butter person. There it is. Another endorsement for Lee Iacocca's butter. That's right.
There you go.
What else?
Well, lastly, this is kind of a fun one. You may have heard about this. Guns N' Roses' Chinese Democracy record is coming out next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, back in March, Dr. Pepper, you know, the cola company, announced, they kind of made a bet with Axl Rose and said if that album came out this year, they'd buy everyone in America Dr. Pepper.
That's right.
Because they kind of thought it will never happen. Well, it's going to happen, and they're going to make good on their bet. Next Tuesday, at November 25th, you can go to Dr. Pepper's website, get a coupon, and go get a free Dr. Pepper.
Is that really going, they have to really finally cash in, that album's really going to be coming out?
They say it is coming, yes.
All right.
I actually have the statement here from Dr. Pepper, which is just as absurd as Lee Iacocca's butter. It says, this is their statement, it took a little patience to perfect Dr. Pepper's special mix of 23 ingredients, which our fans have come to know and love. So we completely understand and empathize with Axl's quest for perfection. For something more than the average album. We know once it's released, people will refer to it as Dr. Pepper for the ears because it will be a refreshing blend of rich, bold sounds and an instant classic.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy. Yeah.
But anyway, in short, you can go get a free Dr. Pepper next Tuesday.
You get a free Dr. Pepper, but you have to show you bought Chinese Democracy?
No, you don't have to show you bought it.
Oh, it's just because you just get it because the album's out?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
They're celebrating. They're
All
celebrating
right.
the release of the album.
Fantastic.
So there you go.
All right.
Well, those are my deals for the week. You're going to yell at me again because I just messed this up, right?
No, I want to hear how you ended. I'm not even going to say it. I want to hear how you ended now.
Just let it go then. All right.
Yeah.
I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
Mm-mm.
Very anticlimactic.
No, you're supposed to say, I'm checking out now.
I'm sorry. It's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
No, then just go like, I'm checking out.
I'm checking out.
But what's feeling?
That didn't have feeling?
No.
All right. Johnny, I'm checking out.
All right.
Coupon queen, smartest shopper I've ever seen.
Bargain babe, the coupon queen, Jill Cataldo.
Coupon queen.
JillCataldo.com.
Or even greens, oh yeah. She is one smart girl. Best we've seen, she is the coupon queen.
This is Johnny B. in the Morning on 97.9 The Loop, Chicago's rock station.